Hi everyone, my name's Maya, and I'm a fashion blogger with a deep passion for visual arts and handcrafted accessories. I'm here to share my journey of blending fashion blogging with artisanal crafts. When I launched my blog a few years ago, I initially focused on high street fashion. I felt something was missing though. I thought about featuring classic pieces from a local art museum to add an artistic flair. But it was actually a trip to a local market that completely sparked my imagination. Seeing artisans selling their unique handmade goods made me want to create my own bespoke pieces. I decided to dive right in and document my crafting journey for my followers. I wanted to start with something small and manageable. At first, I considered knitting a thick winter scarf. However, I ended up designing a silver ring as my very first project. I posted pictures of the process, and to my surprise, my audience absolutely loved it.
Encouraged by the positive response, I moved on to more complex items, like bespoke handbags. A lot of my readers assume I use heavy-duty canvas for these bags because it's a highly durable fabric, but in reality, recycled leather is what I primarily work with. It gives the bags a premium feel while remaining environmentally friendly.
Of course, upgrading to bag making meant I needed better equipment. I was convinced that a professional cutting mat would be my biggest initial expense. Instead, a high-quality sewing machine was the essential purchase that really took my bag making to the next level. It wasn't cheap, but it was definitely worth the investment.
After mastering handbags, I started experimenting with jewellery again, specifically bespoke earrings. Many contemporary crafters look at nature, like leaves or flowers, for their shapes. I, on the other hand, draw my inspiration directly from architecture when designing my earrings. I just love incorporating bold geometric lines and structured curves into my metalwork.
As my crafting skills improved, my loyal following started growing significantly. People were constantly asking how I made certain pieces. Initially, I just offered them detailed written instructions, but what they actively demanded were video tutorials. So I taught myself basic video editing and started uploading weekly guides, which really boosted my blog's traffic.
Creating everything from scratch can be isolating, so I recently decided to partner up for a special project. I was initially looking to hire a professional photographer to revamp my website's look, but I eventually teamed up with a guest designer instead to create a highly unique fusion collection. It was a brilliant experience that taught me a lot about collaborative art.
Many of my subscribers are curious about where the magic happens and ask to see my studio. When I first started out, I used to work at the kitchen table, which was a nightmare for keeping things tidy. Though nowadays my spare bedroom serves as my dedicated workshop, I've installed proper lighting and storage, making it a proper artisan space.
Looking ahead to the future, I have some big plans. A few of my most dedicated followers suggested I open a temporary pop-up shop in the city centre. However, my main goal is to host a summer exhibition next year to properly showcase my art and allow people to see the intricate details up close.
Balancing the demands of a fashion blog with the meticulous work of handcrafting accessories isn't always a walk in the park. People often comment that it must be incredibly stressful juggling both, but for me, the physical act of making things acts as a form of therapy. It keeps me grounded and allows me to express my creativity fully. Thanks for listening.